In the Warren County Radio Bible School this morning, we're going to be reading from the book of 1 Samuel. And you'll want to get your Bible and follow along if you can. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. It's a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of December the 12th, 1926, on the boy Samuel. And the lesson text is actually found in 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 10, and verses 15 through 19. But we are going to read together the first three chapters of the book of Samuel, as it has been suggested to us by the one that put this Sunday school lesson together. And so we'll do that in just a moment. Now, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now with that, let's turn to our old Bibles. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version, the first book of Samuel, chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of the hill country of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite, and he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of the city from year to year to worship and to sacrifice unto Jehovah of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, priests unto Jehovah, were there. And when the day came that Elkanah sacrificed, he gave to Peninnah his wife, and all her sons and her daughters, portions. But unto Hannah he gave a double portion, for he loved Hannah, but Jehovah shut up her womb. And her rival provoked her sore, to make her fret, because Jehovah had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of Jehovah, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept, and did not eat. And Elkanah her husband said unto her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? Samuel chapter 1 and verse 9. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest was sitting upon his seat by the doorpost of the temple of Jehovah, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto Jehovah, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Jehovah of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but I will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto Jehovah all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 12. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before Jehovah, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I poured out my soul before Jehovah. Count not thy handmaid for a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and my provocation have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thy handmaid find favor in thy sight. And so the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 19. And they rose up in the morning early, and worshipped before Jehovah, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and Jehovah remembered her. And it came to pass when the time was come about that Hannah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of Jehovah. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 21. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to Jehovah the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, and he may appear before Jehovah, and there abide forever. And Elkanah her husband said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good, tarry until thou hast weaned him. Only Jehovah establish his word. So the woman tarried and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks, and one ephah a meal, and a bottle of wine, and brought him into the house of Jehovah in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew the bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto Jehovah. For this child I prayed, and Jehovah hath given me my petition which I ask of him. Therefore also I have granted him to Jehovah as long as he liveth. He is granted to Jehovah. And she worshipped Jehovah there. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart exalteth in Jehovah. My horn is exalted in Jehovah. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as Jehovah, for there is none besides thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For Jehovah is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired themselves out for bread, and they that were hungry have ceased to hunger. Yea, the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children languisheth. Jehovah killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to Sheol, and bringeth up. Jehovah maketh poor, and maketh rich. He bringeth low, he also lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. He lifteth up the needy from the dunghill, to make them sent with princes, to inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are Jehovah's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his holy ones, but the wicked shall he put to silence in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. They that strive with Jehovah shall be broken to pieces. Against them will he thunder in heaven. Jehovah will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 11. Then Elkanah went to Ramah to his house, and the child did minister unto Jehovah before Eli the priest. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 12. Now the sons of Eli were base men. They knew not Jehovah, and the custom of the priest with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came, while the flesh was boiling, with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he stuck it into the pan, or kettle, or cauldron, or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took therewith. So they did in Shiloh, and all the Israelites came thither. Yea, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servants came and said to the man that sacrificed, Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have boiled flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, They will surely burn the fat first, then take as much as thy soul desireth. Then he would say, Nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. And the sin of the young men was very great before Jehovah, for the men despised the offering of Jehovah. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 18. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little robe, and brought it to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife, and said, Jehovah give thee seed of this woman for the petition which was asked of Jehovah. And they went into their own home. And Jehovah visited Hannah. And she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew before Jehovah. 1 Samuel 2:22. Now Eli was very old, and he heard all that his sons did in Israel, and how they lay with the women that did service at the door of the tent of the meeting. And he said unto them, Why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all this people. Nay, my sons, it is for no good report that I hear, for you make Jehovah's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, God shall judge him. But if a man sin against Jehovah, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto the voice of their father, because Jehovah was minded to slay them. And the child Samuel grew on, and increased in favor both with Jehovah and also with men. 1 Samuel 2 and verse 27. And there came a man of God unto Eli, and said unto him, Thus saith Jehovah, Did I reveal myself into the house of thy father, when they were in Egypt, in bondage to Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, and to go offer up mine sacrifices at mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give into the house of thy father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire? Wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of the people of Israel, my people? Therefore, Jehovah, the God of Israel, saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now, Jehovah saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me will I honor, and them that despise me shall I lightly esteem. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house. And thou shalt behold the affliction of my habitation, and all the wealth which God give Israel. And there shall not be an old man in thy house forever. And the man of thine whom I shall cut off from mine altar shall be to consume thine eyes and to grieve thine heart. And all the increase of thy house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be the sign unto thee, that shall come upon thy two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas, and one day they shall die, both of them. And I will raise me up a faithful priest, that shall do according to all that is in my heart and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and walk before mine anointed forever. And it shall come to pass, that every one that is left in thy house shall come and bow down to him for a piece of silver, and a loaf of bread, and shall say, Put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a morsel of bread. We'll continue this reading in our next class.